Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Herhold, president of the First Friday Club of Greater Akron, and I'd like to thank you for coming and welcome you on behalf of myself and the board to our October sponsorship program. A special thanks to our generous program sponsors, the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland, the Fedeli Family Foundation, J.W. Didotto Electric, the K Company Incorporated, Philip Maynard, Vincent and Nancy Gigirolamo, and the Spitaleri family. Our very special speaker for today is the United Way of Summit County President and CEO, Jim Mullen. Please silence your cell phones so that we can all enjoy today's program. On your tables, you'll find white cards on which you can write down questions for our speaker. And after the talk, we'll have a short announcement break and collect those cards for a question and answer session. It's now my pleasure to introduce St. Vincent St. Mary student Isabel Baraderin, who will offer our opening prayer.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Lord, we come before you today to give you honor and praise. You are the source of all that is good. You are the source of all of our blessings. We thank you for every gift that we have been given. We ask that you help us open our minds so that we receive your wisdom, open our spirits so that we know your guidance, and open our hearts so that we may receive your wonderful love. Please bless this meal and all that it means. May the food nourish us and the fellowship enrich our lives. We ask all of this in your name. Amen. Amen. In the name of Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Isabel. It's now my pleasure to introduce First Friday Club of Greater Akron founding member and longtime supporter Phil Maynard, who will introduce our speaker.
Good afternoon. It's my pleasure today to introduce our speaker today, our good friend Jim Mullen. Jim is the seventh president and CEO of the United Way of Summit County. He grew up in Lakewood, Ohio, graduated from St. Edward's High School, good Holy Cross school. He excelled there in academics and athletics. He went on to earn a BA from Eastern Michigan and received his Master's of Business Administration from Belmont University. Many of us knew and greatly admired and respected Jim's father, Tom, who started with Catholic Charities in 1987 and in 1994 became president and CEO until his untimely passing in 2010. During his leadership, Tom took the organization to become the largest Catholic Charities organization in any diocese in the entire nation. Tom was quoted as saying, "With each life we touch, we strive to meet the spiritual, physical, and psychological needs of God's people." It's clear to me that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, as Jim lives and follows these same standards in all that he does. After he has graduation, Jim owned and operated a very successful business in Lakewood, Ohio. He then followed his calling of giving back and started a career with United Way in Cleveland in 2007. He moved on to Nashville in 2011, where he orchestrated the Nashville United Way's largest campaign increase in over 90 years of history. He then returned to Ohio, assuming the role of leadership of our United Way of Summit County 3 years ago in 2015. Jim's a graduate of Leadership Akron, class number 32, a real problem solver, and a man of action. He's a team builder, and he holds himself in very high standards, as I mentioned earlier. Jim has said that this is his dream job, and based upon what we're seeing and what's going on at our United Way, we're certainly glad that he's chosen Summit County to live his dream. Please help me in welcoming our speaker and my dear friend, Mr. Jim Mullen.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for having me. Phil, thank you for the very kind introduction. Phil is not only a friend, but as I've navigated this role here in Akron over the last 3.5 years, there's no person that I would say has provided more guidance and influence on me in that role than Phil. So Phil, thank you so much. Isabel, I don't know where Isabel went. Thank you. Wonderful prayer. Thanks for the wonderful prayer to put us in the right mood for this conversation. When I got asked, and thank you to the First Friday Club, when I got asked by First Friday to consider talking at this luncheon monthly, it was originally supposed to be in November. And when Mike asked me if we could push that up and meet schedules in October, I was actually thrilled. Because one of the things about me in early October, it's a time of reflection. And as I think about my personal journey in faith and things that have impacted me, three of the most impactful things in my life happened just over the course of the last couple weeks. The first being, you know, I was born in September 20th, 1980, so just had a birthday. The second being, I married my wife, Beth, September 30th of 2006. Right? And, you know, Phil mentioned, you know, the unfortunate early passing of my father on September 25th, 2010. So the end of September, you know, has a lot of meaning for me in terms of the faith journey and what that means and how to overcome the challenges that faith unexpectedly sometimes gives you, but at the same time, the celebration of life that it provides you to move forward. So as I talk about, you know, the title today is, you know, Rooted in Faith, Vision for Life, and I think there's really no better way to talk about that journey for me than to talk about how I got to where I am. And I asked my mom to be here today, which I'm glad she's here. But my parents are the root of that faith. When Beth and I went through pre-Cana to get married, we worked with Father Mark DiNardo at St. Patrick's Church in Bridge. And one of the things he told us, I'll never forget, you know, you're a young couple going through the thought process of getting married and getting married in the Catholic Church and what that means. And on top of that, my wife at the time was not baptized, wasn't Catholic, and was kind of learning all about what Catholic means in the faith. And one of the things that always stood out to me is Father Mark kind of looked at us both and he said, look, I might be an old man, and those of you that knew Father Mark know he did that to you a lot, but the one thing I know is that the church is changing. And unfortunately, I see a lot of young people here today that are being Catholically educated, and I think that's wonderful and a testament to you and your families for ensuring that that's still a value of what you guys have in your life. But one of the things he said to us is he worries that Catholic education is going to become unaffordable and that families are going to have to make a very difficult decision whether they can continue to send their kids to the Catholic schools or put food on the table or supply the basic needs they need in order to have a sustainable life. What he said to Beth and I is, faith starts in the home, and you guys are going to have to teach the faith and be the teachers of Catholicism in your home. And that hit me like a ton of bricks, because, you know, as a 25-year-old man thinking about marriage and family, and my youngest is here with us too, you start to think about what that means, and you start to reflect on your own life. And, you know, one thing I can say is, I said it before, I think when you think about faith and your journey in faith, it starts at home. And my parents were incredible examples of what living faith looks like, in good times and in bad, through challenges, through ups and downs. And, you know, my mom never talks about herself. Those of you that knew my father, I think you probably know why. He was a man that was bigger, larger than life. And my mom was always the one kind of standing behind him, but I can tell you there was a strong arm in his back, usually pushing him forward. And that's my mom. And I have a very similar individual in my life that does that with my own life. But my mom is the second youngest of 9 kids, Irish Catholic family from Tip Hill, Syracuse, New York. And has been routinely challenged in faith, I can promise you that. And something that she probably doesn't talk a whole lot about, but I promise you if you asked her what was the thing that got her through, she would tell you it was her belief that there's something bigger than us that guides us through our faith. And my mom has siblings. All of her brothers are hemophiliacs. So she lost her brothers at a young age, most of them. None of her brothers lived beyond the age of 65. So when you talk about challenge and tragedy in the testing of faith, you know, my mom is really the one that I saw have to deal with the challenges of faith and the questioning of why things happen the way they do. And then you fast forward as a young adult, you know, 28, 29 years old, and there my mom is again, dealing with the challenge. And, you know, I knew I was going to get emotional today. You guys have a way of doing that. Because I haven't had to talk about this. You know, you talk about United Way, you talk about the work, you don't talk about your faith. Someone told me to bite the side of my mouth, so I'm doing that. Thank you, Emily. But she dealt with another challenge. And the thing about that challenge is the people that are around you to ensure that your faith is strong. And I don't know how she does it. But what I know is that family is important. And we have a strong family, and we got through that. But I know my life changed forever on September 25th, 2010. And it actually propelled me forward, which is why I'm here today. You know, through a lot of things, but most importantly, the relationship with my wife is the most important. There's been plenty of times where I've given her these asinine ideas of things we're going to do, and usually she looks at me and says, "You're absolutely insane and crazy." But in the end, she's sitting right next to me. And you heard Phil mention that I'm an entrepreneur. That was the first time I think she thought I was crazy. And it was certainly a testament of faith there in terms of, again, a young couple trying to own a business together, starting to co-invest in things, and seeing something fail. You know, I had a successful business, one, but then when Beth and I partnered together and started another business, quite honestly, it failed. And we learned so much about each other, about the buttons that we would push with each other, about how to move forward, about how to understand, how to work together. And we did that in a way that I think if we came out the other side, we were much stronger as a couple. And you fast forward, as I said, to 2010 and the passing of my father. Less than 6 months later, I presented her with, "Hey, let's move to Nashville." And I can tell you, you know, she had an awesome job. She actually was the breadwinner at that point in time. And she looked at me again like, "You're crazy. Why are we doing this?" And I had my convictions that for whatever reason, whether it was the passing of my father and things were changing and I needed to do something different, whatever it was, something was calling me to pursue this opportunity. And everyone, you know, probably in this room has a different way of what they think calling is, but I can promise you, this was something that I had to do. It wasn't an option. So after a lot of debate and a lot of back and forth and a lot of really tough decisions, Beth supported that idea. And it's the best thing that ever happened to us in terms of understanding, again, another journey. You surround yourself with family. We've had family our whole lives. We grew up in Northeast Ohio. Beth's sister has been here her whole life with Beth. Her parents are now back here. My family's here. And you have this kind of insulation around you that protects you from making decisions and ensuring that you're okay. Whereas, you know, young people with young kids, two at the time and now three, we took that leap and created our own space and our own work. And again, I think that was an incredible path for us in terms of the journey in faith. Because there's plenty of times where I promise you we look back and said, did we make the right decision? How do we know we made the right decision? But what you start to understand is sometimes the most difficult things you do have the biggest opportunity in front of it. So for over that course of that 4 years that I was in Nashville, I immersed myself in the opportunity to learn something I didn't know. And that's an important thing for me in terms of this journey, both from faith and career and life. I think my mom and my wife would both tell you I'm a little bit thick-headed, and sometimes I'm not the easiest person to convince to learn something different. And those are always the people that are closest to you that will tell you that. And I promise you, if you ask them after this, they would tell you that is 100% true. But for whatever reason, I went into this opportunity completely open-minded as to I needed to learn what I didn't know in order to improve myself as a man, as a father, as a husband, as a colleague, and as ultimately a leader that can lead an organization. And I was fortunate that the Nashville United Way gave me that opportunity. And I was fortunate that my wife followed me on that journey. Again, you know, she gave up a wonderful career to ensure that we were a family. And then, you know, for me, the ultimate sacrifice comes down to we had two kids and a really difficult decision to say, let's put our trust in God and faith and that we know what we're doing, and I'm going to stay home with those kids. And we are going to be the faith in the home and understanding the importance of making sure there's stability in a house for kids to grow up in. So on top of giving up her career to move to Nashville, she ended up investing her entire life into family. And I'm always reminded of that as I think of Father Mark, who most of you know passed away in the last year, in that pre-Cana meeting of him saying, the faith is going to come from in the home. And that doesn't mean, and again, Beth can attest to this, we've had our challenges, we've had our up and downs, we've had our issues, no doubt about it. All couples do. But I think if you look at it, faith is always that constant that has been woven through the fabric of who we are. And even at times where, as I said, with my mom and her upbringing, the experience of my father, the challenges we face as a married couple, if you don't have faith, it's going to be really difficult to get through. So, you know, you fast forward, and how did I get to Akron, Ohio? Quite honestly, I never thought I'd be here. But Phil said it. It really is a dream come true. You know, when you leave, and I'll never forget this either. We were on the way to New York, upstate New York, where all of our family is, and I was with my mom and Beth and the kids. And we're driving to New York, and my parents had done this. So my dad and mom grew up in Syracuse, New York. That's why I'm wearing this tie today. It's the upside-down light. If anybody doesn't know what that is, I can tell you after. But it's a little homage to my parents and their roots. They moved to Cleveland in 1983. I was almost 3 years old. And moved without a family. You know, they moved, relocated the family. No extended family, obviously, in Cleveland. So who better person to ask than my mom of what does this look like if we make a decision to pack up and move to Nashville, Tennessee from Cleveland, Ohio? And I'll never forget, and I don't even know if she'll remember this, but it was a rainstorm, which it seems like any time you drive to Western New York, it's a rainstorm. But I asked her for advice, and she looked at me and she said, the one thing I'm going to tell you is you never really come home again. And you're wrong. You do. But that struck me. And, you know, advice of parents meant a lot to me. And I remember Beth and I talked about that a lot. You know, is this forever? You know, are we never coming back to Northeast Ohio? And when the opportunity presented itself in Akron, Ohio, as the story goes, and this is God's honest truth, how it happened, I was sitting on the couch one Thursday night, and I kind of turned to Beth, and I said, do you want to move to Akron, Ohio? And she immediately said, no. And I said, well, I'm just going to apply just to see what happens. And 6 months later, they hired me. So the journey was one that, you know, I think when you think about it, it was not predetermined. You know, there's not a plan on a map of how we do it or how we get there. But the reality of it is there were so many things in the way of that journey that could have got us off track that because of the richness of the faith that I grew up in, I know my wife grew up in, because of our upbringing and our family and how important to my life the Catholic Church was, I think really course corrected every single time we could have got off track. And you can call it what you want. You know, I call it faith. I call it believing in something bigger than who I am. But inevitably, there's something that does that course correction for everybody. And for me, it was that root of faith that I knew, even as the youngest of five, with four teenagers in the house, and every Sunday morning when my mom and dad woke them up for church and hearing the, I don't want to go, why do we have to go, you know, all of that. and then piling into the station wagon and driving to St. James Catholic Church in Lakewood, Ohio, and sitting in Mass. We did that every single week. And at the time, as a kid, you think to yourself, there's a million other things that I'd rather be doing. But when you think about it now as an adult, you realize that was the foundation, that was the infrastructure, that was the setting of the stone for almost everything you do in your life. Why do I have the work ethic I have? Well, because I saw what that looked like. I saw what commitments meant and how you meet those commitments. How do I attack challenges when they're in front of us? Well, when you see challenges in front of you and you're not sure what to do, inevitably, almost 100% of the time, the answer appears. And it's because you've put that time and investment in yourself and in your faith to understand what that looks like. So fast forward to 2015, you know, I get off of the job, and this is where I'm going to transition to United Way. And, you know, I think I had no idea exactly what the United Way of Summit County was in terms of what they were trying to do in the community. You know, I think we had a wonderful board. There's some board members here today that were on that board and continue to serve on that board. That I think would probably tell you the same, that United Way for Summit County was really focused on singly one thing, and that was how much money could we possibly raise in this community. And the stop short was really, but why does that matter? So for me, you know, what I was passionate about and brought to the table is, you know, back to that faith equation. What is our why? Why are we going to work every single day tirelessly trying to create an environment in this community that is successful? Why are we doing that? And if the answer is just payroll deduction or to get people to give more money, then we shouldn't be doing it. But if the answer is to ensure that every single kid, family, and individual in this community has the same opportunity for success, that's a different story. And that's the story of the change of this United Way here in Summit County. And what I can tell you is, again, on a journey of what we've done it in a different way. We've done it in collaborative relationships that allow us to understand the richness of what this community brings.